This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, we go with another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Todd has not got a word in edgewise today. Other than to say a little quick hello. Busy guy, aren't you, Todd?
I'm running, and I'm not much of a morning person, so.
A lot of calls, a lot of texts, a lot to do. Much going on. We're watching Houston and what's happening there. The big news today is there is warnings of a levee breach. Because the reservoirs are too full, and so residents are asked now to say, you know what, head on out, and the roads are full, and many of them flooded, so then you have one lane. It's just awful. We've been through this flood thing before. We know what they're going through. It's a tough deal, so keep them in your thoughts and prayers, and at some point, when they're ready for it, maybe we can figure out a way to give a North Dakota-sized bit of help to our friends in Texas. It'd be a nice thing to do. Got to do it. I'll never forget while I was in the middle of the flood of 97 efforts. You just kind of go. You know, you get in go mode and you don't even really recognize, am I eating right? Am I getting enough? Because you're not sleeping. But I forget how long it was without sleep, and I really hadn't had a hot meal, and of course, you know, you're staying in, you know, like a camper or something, and just, it was awful. It was days and days and days. And I ended up at a home in Larimore, and it was the Sobelix in Larimore. I was with Dwayne Espegar. Dwayne was the president of Bremer Bank at the time, and I don't know if you remember which Sobelick was at the bank in Larimore, the Bremer Bank, but there was a connection there, and so we went out there. And I took a first hot shower in like a week and had a hot meal, and I'm telling you, folks, I was a puddle. I was just like, so grateful and thankful to be able to do that, and these people, they didn't think anything of it, of course, and I was like, oh, this is just so great. I mean, just those little simple things you take for granted day in and day out in your life are gone when a flood rolls in. The electricity takes the power out, right? The water doesn't work. You don't have hot water. You don't have water to drink. You don't have a hot meal. You have nothing. You are just, all of a sudden camping in very horrific conditions. It's awful. And it's awful in a community the size of Grand Forks, which at the time was the largest evacuation of a city post-World War II, and now compare that to Houston. It was small then, but it was a big deal to us, and just amazing, absolutely amazing. I actually did cry in the middle of that. I had sort of like a mini little meltdown where I cried. You know why I cried, Todd? I cried right after seeing Grand Forks from above in a helicopter that was following Marine One when Bill Clinton was flying over Grand Forks. And we got back down, and all the magnitude of that, of just how bad it was, because, again, you're in the zone, you're just going, you're doing, you're not paying attention, and then you see this community you love just devastated by these floodwaters. I just, you know, I had to sit down and just, like, you know, compose myself. It was not fun. People thought I was crying because Bill Clinton was there, and it had nothing to do with Bill Clinton. I was crying for a completely different reason. I was in the back of the room, though. Bill Clinton's in the front of the room, and he's there with Mayor Lynn Stouse, who, by the way, is fighting a health battle right now. I found out the other day, and thoughts and prayers to Mayor Lynn. What a great, great guy he is. Did a great job over many years in East Grand Forks as the mayor. And, of course, Pat Owens, this wonderful little mayor that could, up there with Bill Clinton. I'm like, what is going on? There's our mayors in there with the President of the United States. You just, all that stuff just sort of floods over you, you know? Really does. So I turned into a little bit of a sap there. Let's see. What do we got to do here? Let's get to some calls and emails that are carried over from last hour on our I genuinely seeking some counsel from our audience on how it is that on Saturday, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who is crisscrossing the country raising money, everywhere but here, raising money for this Senate race, and chooses to put out a statement that in my mind is very much at odds with the majority of what North Dakotans would believe on both the pardon of Joe Arpaio and the president's ruling on transgender members of the military serving going forward. Something that's not been some long-standing, this is all discrimination to her. She is basically saying the president of the United States is discriminating. Do you think he is? I don't think a lot of you do. So why is she doing this? What's going on there? That's been my big question today, and you've provided some great answers. And then next segment, we start our Safety Talk Radio, where we're going to drill down a little bit about driving safety. This is important. I've got bad habits driving. I know a lot of us do. And there are companies that do a very good job of bringing you to bringing you a coach, basically, and ultimately get a program in place so that you lose those bad habits and stay alive on the road. Talk about that coming up, too, on What's on Your Mind. Let me go up to Hatton, North Dakota, and Lance. Lance, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Getting reactions from people for a pin or a shirt. My favorite shirt that I wear out to big events is "Shove Gun Control Up Your A, Curvy Letter." And it has, of course, the donkey, the Democrat donkey on it. And the first day I ever wore it was last year at Rolog. And I could see people walking towards me and read it, get a little smart from them and stuff like that. But there was, I forget how many times, I had people from a distance read it and walk over towards me, usually in a brisk manner, and throw their hand out, want to shake my hand and tell me thanks and get in conversation, that's pre-election, and they just loved it. Well, fast forward to a month ago at a pre-dance, I was wearing it, and the gal that was home from San Francisco, her and I didn't agree on the shirt.
That's a classic. That is a classic. So way more positive than negative, but some people a little reluctant to sort of have a conversation about it, huh?
Right. And there was a couple times I took it as an insult, but I didn't let on when she said that, well, you appear to be a smart and intellectual person, and why do you have that attitude? And so I brought around, okay, if gun control is so awesome, why are people getting shot in Chicago? And so I sort of left her with that.
I love it. Not to mention, what is it with liberals that just think they're automatically smarter than you are? You seem like a smart person. Yeah. How could you have a view like that? What an insulting thing to say.
That
puts you in some inferior position to her. It never ceases to amaze me. Good story, Lance. Thank you. Jeff Kildare, tell me what's on your mind.
Yeah, Scott, a while back I was having a political debate with an uncle of mine, and he made this statement. He said, boy, if your grandpa knew you were a Republican, he'd roll over in his grave. Well, my grandfather was a farmer his whole life. He was originally a nonpartisan league guy. But here's another thing he was. He was fiscally conservative. He knew how to stretch a dollar. He knew how to manage his farm economically. And he was a Christian man. He taught us. His entire family, his kids, his grandkids, his great-grandkids, both in word and deed, how to be a good Christian. But he was a Democrat. Or he was an NPL guy to start with. And my theory is that even today, even though he might call himself a Democrat, he could not, in his good conscience, vote for anybody in the Democrat Party today. He'd have to be a Republican, because I think the Democrat Party changed. While guys like my grandfather, who are still around, have never changed. They're still out there. They're still conservative. They're still Christians. They're still good, moral men and women. But the party has turned into something totally sinister. That's all I can call it. It's sinister and evil, the Democrat Party. It's what it is. And it's left those people behind.
Interesting points, Jeff. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Texter says, transgenders in the military, elective surgery to switch, and all that goes with it on the taxpayer bill, military medical, absolutely not. That's what I said earlier. I think, you know, you can stay away from the debate on how you feel about somebody deciding to make that decision. It is the United States of America, and the surgery is available. If they choose to make it, they can do it, and they can, and many times, have their employers medical pay for it. But the United States taxpayer? And then a separate issue, obviously, would be the whole cohesive military unit and what the military wants there as well. You know, again, that's serious business, the United States military. And but most importantly, I think that just is not something that should be on the taxpayers of the United States at all. Social shift comes down to money. The American dream is gone, says the texter. No longer do we need to study hard, go to college, get a good job, buy a house, raise a family. It doesn't work like that. To get rich in this society, you have to inherit it or sue someone. Ouch. All right, folks. Safety Talk Radio is coming.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to collect a few ideas on how to make every day better for you. And, of course, the spas do that, and the pools do that, and that great patio furniture and all the fun you can have outside does that. But the sauna is probably the healthiest thing you sell. And there's new studies that suggest we don't think long and hard about being in a sauna all year. Why?
20-year study by the University of Finland, and they tested men, and men who sat in a sauna minimum of 4 times a week had reduced their chance of Alzheimer's or dementia by 66%. And it's the number 5 killer of men in the United States. 66% better chance of not getting that dementia or Alzheimer's by sitting in a sauna.
And many other health benefits you talked about as well, right?
That's right. I mean, there's wellness, there's detoxification, you sleep better, you truly relax, you get rid of the bad out of the body, the metals, a lot of great reasons.
Take it from Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot 2, online at hotspringnd.com.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick 4 for just 4. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any 2 cookies all day, every day. 4 items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What's on your mind? Tuesday edition of the program today. Talking a little bit about New York City earlier, and I'm getting a number of questions. Could you repeat that? Could you say that again? If you have a full copy of the itinerary, I'll give you an email address. ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. If you would like to book your trip, you call Group Travel Planners at 952-898-3478. If you have some more questions that you want to ask about it, the itinerary, you can call Marie at our front desk at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 3. And somebody else said one more time on the dates, leaving early Monday, November 27th, and returning Friday, December 1st. Two Broadway shows, Hello Dolly and Phantom of the Opera. Radio City Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. So basically, I have three different shows and then a number of attractions like the 9/11 Memorial and Museum, Trump Tower and Carmine's for dinner, Cat's Deli, staying at the Homewood Suites Midtown Manhattan. Tenement Museum is going to be a live one. Doing a live After 5 cruise one night with a buffet. It's a lot of fun. Hope you join my wife Marie and I in New York City. Give Marie a call if you got any questions. 855-200-1776, extension 3, or email me, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. All right, as I tell you often, one of the great things I love about this program is the ability to find topics that can impact your life in a really positive way. And one of those is our safety talk. We do it once a month. Our friends from the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI live this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Once a month, I get to talk about some of the things that they're doing. And we're going to talk about driving safety programs at work, occupational driving. Basically, if you drive for your job, you know, what kind of program is available so that you're driving as safe as you possibly can be. And we're joined today by Terry Weaver. She is the North Dakota Safety Council Traffic Safety Program Manager. And Don Mosman, the North Dakota Safety Council Training Director, a former law enforcement officer himself. We're going to talk a little bit about this today. Certainly welcome any questions you have, maybe some thoughts on how they do it at your workplace or how you think it ought to be done, anything you want to add to that, please do. Terry, tell us a little bit about your job and what you do at the North Dakota Safety Council.
Sure, Scott. Well, thank you for having us again this month. We appreciate it. I schedule all of the defensive driving courses through the North Dakota Safety Council, whether it's to private companies, member companies, or non-member companies. We can send an instructor into your facility to offer the defensive driving course. And I also set up all the public classes across the state for if you can't get the defensive driving course through your company, you can attend a public class to get the insurance discount and a point reduction and educate yourself about driving safer.
That sounds good, and those are good programs. Don Mosman, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, first of all, I got to call Terry on that description of her job because that seems like that's about a tenth of what she does. So she's always underselling herself. So I'm the training director, and I manage our programs. You know, we have over 100 different safety programs, both for, you know, home, community, occupational. We do everything from training minors to OSHA compliance to traffic safety. And so I manage, you know, the occupational side, the non-traffic related things, and manage our folks.
And I want to talk a little bit about a specific story here today that maybe other companies may want to emulate. One Oak is a well-known company to people in Oklahoma for sure, and they have they've come up here and been a big part of capturing that flaring issue and building gas processing plants up here. And you know, you think a company of One Oak size, they'd have a pretty good safety culture already, but they actually evolved with North Dakota help their safety culture here. Tell us a little bit about the effort, number one, and why it was as effective as it was compared to what other companies are doing.
Well, when it comes to safety, a lot of companies are somewhere on a curve, right? They typically start with, we do this because OSHA or some other entity like WSIA tells us we have to. And then at the end of that journey, and the National Safety Council refers to this as the journey to safety excellence, is what we call behavior-based safety, where your employees are doing all the right things and making all the right decisions on how they do their job, which includes driving, because they believe it to be the right thing to do, not because it's a written policy in a book that says they have to do it. And so every company is somewhere on that curve. And, you know, One Oak is a great company that we've worked with for many years. And a couple years ago, they decided to make a change in the way they were training their employees on how to operate their vehicles. So they decided to implement our 4-hour defensive driving course for all of their employees, which is taught by either current or former law enforcement officers, which includes North Dakota State Troopers. And then we followed that up with the Coach Me program, which is where we actually take those same instructors and they go out and spend about a half an hour in the vehicle with every single employee and coach them on what they're doing right and what they need to correct in order to become a defensive safe driver behind the wheel. And the culmination of those two efforts has over a year into changing those two programs and implementing them, One Oak saw a more than 70% reduction in their incident rates involving motor vehicles. So from a cost standpoint, it's been terrific for them, and we're honored to help their employees obviously be safer behind the wheel. And, of course, they've experienced no fatalities in that time frame, and that's the ultimate goal. Is to reduce those workplace injuries and fatalities. So those programs have worked immensely well for them.
And again, the Coach Me is a one-on-one deal. So the instructor is literally just that one individual driver.
Correct. One-on-one for about a half an hour. And they drive different, you know, they'll spend some time in a city driving environment, some on a highway. And there's a rather long, checklist of items that the instructor is trained to look for. And then after the drive, they sit down with the person and they have a discussion on what they did well and what they need to work on.
Wow. Well, that is, that's some, you know, I love the idea of one-on-one. You don't often hear about that. Obviously, defensive driving course be one thing, and you hear about that occasionally. And I know that North Coast Safety Council's got a good one, but the blended learn of those two together really seems to make some sense. The defensive driving course, does that happen on the North Dakota Safety Council campus?
Sometimes. Some companies will send their employees to our campus to have them trained. But the majority of them, like Terry said, are requests where we go to them and our instructors go to them and we teach them at their facility.
All right, more on that in a moment. And by the way, the major traffic safety institutions that have done research on online training have yet to find a single study that's been released that online driver training is effective. You need that one-on-one. I love the coach me part of that. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Good careers require a great education. The University of Mary is educating Watford City for the jobs of the future. Earn a bachelor's degree in well-paid professions like business, nursing, criminal justice, information technology, and more. Our flexible programs are designed for you and are offered one night a week or online. And now you can apply for a $5,000 degree completion scholarship. Fall classes start September 4th. Stop by the Rough Rider Center to learn more or enroll now at umary.edu/Watford City.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Safety. Do you have one at your workplace? Very important piece of keeping you alive. We are all over it today on What's On Your Mind, our Safety Talk Radio brought to you by WSI, as well as the North Dakota Safety Council. We're talking today with Don Mosman and Terry Weaver from the North Dakota Safety Council about a specific example of a program that's really working. And in a moment, the benefits overall to you as well on why you ought to consider this at your workplace. So, You described very well this blended learning that One Oak found to be so effective, and to the point where they literally, are adopting this company-wide and revamping everything that they've done. I mentioned, the major traffic safety institutions are doing all these studies and say that, the checking a box to do it and doing it online to say, oh, I did the training, it doesn't work, not effective, right? So the blended learning is what we're talking about here today. That's the way you decrease traffic crashes and injuries and fatalities. And the numbers back this up, right?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. And really, it can be applied to any type of training environment. You know, whether you're teaching somebody to work on an assembly line, if they work in the oil and gas industry, you know, teaching somebody in a classroom how to do something is one thing, but then actually showing them how to apply it in a real-world environment always increases the retention, which is ultimately what we're trying to do with our new safety campus.
And in this new safety campus, I understand you got simulators and things where you can do the training right there as well that will give you new tools for this blended learning too.
Huh? Well, yeah, we've got rooms for driving simulators that we're, very aggressively pursuing grants to purchase, but we've got the room for them. And then we have a huge fall protection confined space high-angle rescue simulator that's going to be built and will be ready to go by our grand opening on the September 19th to show workers how to properly do a lot of different jobs safely in a real-world environment.
I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of all this. And by the way, just so you know, folks, traffic crashes, are the leading cause of death, both on and off the job. Other than the opioid crisis right now, which sometimes you have, people under the influence of opioids being part of traffic crashes that go together. But this is number one. On and off the job, traffic crashes, leading cause of death. Okay? Now, we're talking about driver safety programs at work, occupational programs. But obviously, there's benefit to people at work as well because, the leading cause of death off the job matters as well. Every business has employees driving personal or company vehicles or both, and there's exposure either way. And if you have an off-the-job injury that affects the company in many of the same ways as the on-the-job injury, what's the difference? It's the person. It's what we're trying to prevent here. 3,852 people died in large truck crashes in 2015. About 16% of those were truck occupants. 69% were occupants of the vehicles, and many of those incidents were the direct result of the driver, truck, and bus drivers, as well as the passenger vehicle drivers, operating unsafely around them. So that's why those, this is so important. Let's get to the benefits a little bit here, Terry. Obviously, we want to save lives. That's why we're doing what we're doing. Besides that very obvious benefit to this, what other incentives are there? What other benefits are there for employers to do programs like this with the North Dakota Safety Council?
Well, one of the employees' benefit for working for a company that would provide a defensive driving course is they would get the personal insurance discount. So that's a direct benefit to the employee themselves. If they have a ticket sitting on their driver's license where they've got points, they can also get a point reduction. So we're educating them to be safer drivers and not get themselves into a situation where they're going to get a citation because they're driving safer. So that's a direct benefit. Fleet insurance for a company, there's reductions for that. This course, the North Dakota Safety Council's defensive driving course is approved for. And WSI has an incentive program called Safe Driver Program. And if you put all of your employees that drive a company vehicle or drive on company time at least once a month, if you put them through the defensive driving course, there's two other pieces that have to be part of that. You have to have a cell phone policy, seatbelt policy. I think it's just a seatbelt policy with a safe driver program and a walk around. So you're checking your vehicle, make sure that it's safe before you leave. You can get a 5% discount on your WSI premiums. So that's could be a huge savings to companies. And then the incident cost savings, increasing company profitability. If they're not paying for injuries and fixing vehicles, it's just all around a savings to the company, and if you've got your employee there safe. Plus, it's a safety for the community. If you've got safer drivers within your company, they'll be safer in the community as well.
Makes total sense. And, you know, that's, you know, makes total sense from the standpoint of, okay, why wouldn't you want the incentives on the bottom line? Why wouldn't you want your employers, you know, employees safer? But you also send them home a better person too, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well, that really goes, Scott, that really also goes to that safety curve that we were talking about earlier. If I can get my employee to take what they learned and take it home, especially in a driving environment, and make them so that they're modeling safe behavior for their kids and, you know, their family members, that's gonna be multi-generational. Just like our kids learn everything else from us, they also pay attention when you're using your cell phone, when you're on the, you know, driving, and when you're not wearing your seatbelt, when you're doing anything else that's dangerous. They're going to model that behavior as soon as they have the opportunity to get a license, and then they're going to have hurdles to overcome too, and they're going to be at higher risk. So there's a extra benefit for the family there as well.
And these programs, to get the, you went through, Terry, a pretty good sized list of discounts and different things that they can get as a benefit to having these programs. Do those programs require something as extensive as what you're doing? I would hope they would to be able to get that level of discount. So you say, hey, you know, this is a program. It is done by professionals versus these online ones.
Yeah, as Don has talked about, that in-classroom training is far exceeds any online course. And there are online courses out there. We have an online course that's the National Safety Council's. It's good for the insurance discount and the point reduction. But our in-classroom, they are taught by a lot of our private and public classes are taught by former law enforcement or current law enforcement individuals who really understand the law. They've been out there on the roads. They see the crashes. So they can bring real-life stories into the classroom, and I just think it's a really good way to educate people about the risks that are out there every day and to help them be safer, more defensive drivers.
And Don, I know you've seen audits that have produced big fines, as in seven-figure fines, so the incentive is, it goes the other way as well, to have employees well-trained. Again, we talked about all the benefits, bringing that back home, you know, financially on the premiums and everything else. But also avoiding, you know, some huge fines if there's an audit done with professional drivers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those fines can be well into the six and seven figures. But even beyond that, keep in mind that the average fatality motor vehicle crash in a company vehicle will have an end result cost to the company of about $1.7 million. You know, that's going to buy a lot of safety training. And if you prevent one fatal crash, you're gonna more than reap the benefits financially for your company.
And talk about what you've seen in the way of fines.
Well, when you have commercial vehicle drivers, you're automatically part of what's called CSA, Compliance, Safety, and Accountability, which is basically the U.S. Department of Transportation's point system for companies. You know, we have a point system for drivers. Well, there's also a point system for companies. And when your drivers make mistakes, you accumulate points. And then when you accumulate so many points within a certain time period, you can flag an audit. And you can be audited. Your vehicles can be inspected, all your driver records. And those audits rarely come out well. And so there's a huge, huge financial incentive, especially if you have commercial drivers, to make sure that they're all properly trained and they're driving their trucks correctly, not violating any of those statutes, because that can be a huge detriment to the company on the side of CSA.
Yeah, the bottom line is you want to avoid all of that and more, and you can in such an easy way with a program that ultimately does the job and works. How long does a program like the One Oak example? I mean, when you do a 4-hour defensive driving course and a Coach Me course, is that something that just is on the calendar where, you know, you're doing it so many times a year, so new employees come in, or is it just an ongoing program, or is it a one-time immersion? How does it work as far as getting this to the employees?
Sure. Different employees do that differently. You know, One Oak mandates that all of their employees get it once a year. And because they've done that, I think that's another reason that they've seen the results that they have. You know, some will do it once every 2 years. Some will do it once every 3 years. So that really varies by employer. WSI requires that in order to maintain that discount, it's got to be done once every 3 years.
Interesting. So everybody's going to do it a little bit differently. And it sounds to me like you guys were able to conform that to whatever the employer, you know, needs in the way of a system that fits their calendar and their training and
oh, yes, else. Absolutely. Typically, you know, we'll do the 4-hour driving courses, do one in the morning, one in the afternoon for, you know, X number of employees, and then they'll schedule another day where our instructors will come back and we'll, you know, put together an entire 8 or 10 hour training day where we schedule those segments with all those individual drivers, and we just start taking them out and spending that one-on-one time with them. And, you know, that's all planned for in advance, so it's a minimal disruption on their work day. But the benefits are unbelievably huge, and I remember a company that we worked with not too long ago that had 3 people killed on the job in traffic crashes in a short period of time, and ever since then they've utilized all of our programs and haven't had an injury or fatality crash since. But if you talk to the vice president of that company, they'll tell you that the one regret that they have is that it took them losing 3 employees in order for them to make that decision.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about this today. I know another company that lost a very important senior manager in the company. He was actually biking and was killed by a driver that was texting and driving. And that company, as a tribute to this, coworker they lost, put in a policy that said no more, you know, texting and driving. You can't have your phone within reach while you're driving any of the vehicles. So, the same thing. Shook to the core as a result of losing someone. Sad deal. When we come back, grab a pen, because I'm going to get you Terry's phone number. And we don't always give that out. We're going to give out Terry's phone number so you can get some help evaluating your age and maybe develop a plan that will work for your company. When we come back, don't go away.
Important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Good careers require a great education. The University of Mary is educating Watford City for the jobs of the future. Earn a bachelor's degree in well-paid professions like business, nursing, criminal justice, information technology, and more. Our flexible programs are designed for you and are offered one night a week or online. And now you can apply for a $5,000 degree completion scholarship. Fall classes start September 4th. Stop by the Rough Rider Center to learn more or enroll now at umary.edu/WatfordCity.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Final segment for our Tuesday edition of the show. Just a quick programming note. Congressman Kevin Cramer's weekly talk radio town hall is not happening tomorrow because he is overseas on a presidential mission for Donald Trump to, I think, the Ukraine today. However, Senator John Hovind will be here for a special talk radio town hall tomorrow, and he'll be here for a full hour taking your questions, your comments. He's been tackling a couple of issues that I'm interested to getting an update on, and look forward to that conversation coming up tomorrow with Senator Hovind. So stay tuned for that live on the program. Friday, I'll be at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion in Rolaug. Can hardly wait. Should be a grand time. Looking forward to that as well. So And Thursday we have a discussion about a program that is designed to repair marriages that are sort of beyond repair by most people's account. A really interesting program that is happening, which dovetails with an email that I got, which I called one of the best I've ever received on marriage. And I'm not going to get to that today, but I'm going to save that for Thursday when we talk about that program. So how about that? All that coming up. A couple of minutes left with our guest from the North Dakota Safety Council. WSI and North Dakota Safety Council once a month allow us the opportunity here on the program to talk about things that save people's lives, dedicate the airwaves for public safety. And this occupational driving safety program we've been talking about today and why you ought to have one, fascinating to learn about it. Prominent because of just numbers. 2016, there were 102 fatal crashes in North Dakota that resulted in 113 fatalities. And the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says 3,154 people were killed in distraction-affected crashes, 424,000 injured in the year most recently available. So just think a little bit about that. Now, we've told you what works. We've told you the benefits. We've told you the stats, the numbers, sadly. We're trying to avoid you becoming one. What do you do about it? What are the resources? So let's talk a little bit about that. Terry, if I were to call you and say, I want to implement a driver safety program, how do we start? What do you do?
The first thing we talk about is when you'd want to complete that training by, what's the time frame, the number of employees that you would want to complete the training. It's only the ones that drive once a month, at least once a month, or drive on company time or drive a company vehicle that is required by WSI, but you could certainly choose to put all of your drivers through, which would save you money if somebody avoids a crash and can't make it to work. Then we'd look at the location of where you want that training provided. They can come to our facility, but we can come to their facility across the state. I have instructors all across the state. So it doesn't matter if you're up in the Grand Forks area or the Williston area. We can come in and provide that training at a minimal cost for travel. And then the best time of day to present based on your employees' work schedules. And then I find you an instructor and set up the time and the date, and we send them in and get that training provided for them. With WSI, you fill out an application for the Safe Driver Program, and you have about, I think it's a year to complete all the items that need to be completed for that 5% discount. So you need to get your policies in place and the training completed. As you have new drivers come into your company, we have public classes that we offer across the street. So you get 50 of your employees trained this month and you have two new hires. We can work with you with different ways to help you get that training to them. And one of those ways would be having them attend one of our public classes.
So make the call and find out what fits best for you and go to work. And for no other reason to keep your employees safe and obviously avoid the cost, the fines, the other things, but also a little additional benefit to your employees to send them home to model that behavior to their family. This is a great give back. 701-751-6106 is how you can get to Terry directly. That's 701-751-6106. And also, you mentioned WSI's program. They have details on that at workforcesafety.com. They have a video library for driver training. They have a motor vehicle and a trucking toolbox. And, again, all of that is on their website, a great resource there, too. That's workforcesafety.com. And then there are many traffic safety programs that the North Dakota Safety Council does. We've talked about a few of them here today. Their website, ndsc.org/traffic safety, ndsc.org/traffic safety. And, Don, before we let you go, what are you going to be doing on September 19th anyway?
Well, that's the grand opening of our brand-new training campus out next to the Aquatic Center here in Bismarck on Canary Avenue. And we just invite everybody from the community to please stop in, through the midday. I think we're going to be there from like 10 o'clock in the morning to about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And with the open house, and just come and see the new training opportunities, meet our instructors, and see the state-of-the-art training campus. We believe that we've built a a facility that's really unmatched in the entire region, and we want to share it with the wonderful people of North Dakota.
Yeah, it's been wonderful to hear how that's all come together, Chuck Claremont, and the interactions with different people and putting pieces of sort of the best of other places all into one location and have North Dakota have the benefit of that for the North Dakota Safety Council. So encourage folks to mark that date on your calendar and take that in Bismarck for the grand opening, September 19th, and we'll be out there broadcasting live too. Well, fascinating conversation. Congrats on some great work so far, and I look forward to others partaking in this world-class training as well on the way of occupational driving safety with the North Dakota Safety Council. Terry Weaver, Don Mosman, thank you both.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Senator Hoban takes your calls, questions, and comments. Any questions for him, get them in early, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.